Hello, everyone. This is Lyndon Davis with yet another segment in our Debt Domino series. This time, we're going to be looking at debt avoidance. And this is going to be broken up into four parts, so this, clearly, will be part one. So how about we jump right on into it? Folks, you all know, debt can be a major financial burden, and it can be difficult to get out of once you're in it. However, there are a few things you can do to avoid debt in the first place. Here are some steps that you can take. Are you ready? You got your pen and pad? You taking notes? Well, here we go. First of all, have emergency savings, or as I like to say it, your maintenance emergency money, or MEM. That's right, maintenance emergency money, M-E-M, your MEM money. An emergency savings or emergency fund, or MEM, is a stash of money that you set aside to cover unexpected expenses. This could include things like car repairs, medical bills, or job loss. Having maintenance emergency money, or MEM, can help you avoid going into debt or using high-interest credit cards when unexpected expenses rise. Now, a good rule of thumb is to have enough money in your MEM to cover 3 to 6 months of living expenses. 3 months if you're single or have no dependents, and 6 months if you do. This means that if you were to lose your job or your major source of income, you would still have enough money to pay your rent, utilities, food, and other essential expenses for several months. Now, there are a few different ways to save up for your MEM. Again, MEM is maintenance emergency money. It's money that will maintain you when an emergency arises. So, you could set up a separate savings account. Or, you could automate your savings by having a certain amount of money transferred to your checking account or to your savings account each month. It's important to remember that your MEM is not for everyday expenses. Folks, I'm going to say that again. Your MEM is not for everyday expenses. It's for unexpected expenses that you can't afford to pay for with your regular income, or an unexpected or sudden unwanted event like a job loss or extended sickness. I really need to stress and emphasize that. Too many times people get caught up with, oh, I've got some money stashed aside here for an emergency, but I think I can dip into it because there's a sale on. Or I think I can actually use it and then put it back when I get paid. See, that kind of thinking leaves you many times holding the short end of the stick, meaning you get caught out there because you didn't put the money back, and that emergency, as you know, it will come. And it came, and you were not ready. Your MEM is not for everyday expenses, and no, the next latest sale, Amazon Prime Day, Black Friday, those are not emergencies, folks. No. Emergencies truly are things unexpected. So again, your MEM is not for everyday expenses. So, if you find yourself using your MEM for things like groceries or gas, then you're not saving enough money, folks. You need to get right back into checking out what your income and your expenses are like so that you can have enough money set aside for when that emergency happens. So, your MEM, your maintenance emergency money, is the dough you accumulate that allows you to rest easy at night in the event of an emergency or sudden unexpected event. This quality of life, resting easy at night, it is a phenomenon that is closely associated with sleeping comfortably. Think about those sheep that are on those TV commercials. Yeah, sleeping so easy you don't have to count sheep. Sleeping comfortably is directly connected to REM. You guys remember REM, right? Rapid eye movement. So when it comes to your maintenance emergency money, your MEM that is, you can remember it with this rhyme. Are you ready? Here it goes. If your MEM is complete, your REM will be sweet. If your MEM is complete, your REM will be sweet. If your maintenance emergency money is complete, that is, you've built it out to 3 months or 6 months, or whatever that number is, depending on your circumstances, that means you can sleep easy at night. That means that you're deep into REM sleep because you don't have to worry about an emergency coming up and you don't have the funds to pay for it. So let's say it one more time together. If your MEM is complete, your REM will be sweet. If you don't have an emergency fund, emergency savings, maintenance emergency money, a MEM, I encourage you to start saving today. Even if you can only save a small amount each month, it will add up over time, folks. And when an unexpected expense does arise, and as sure as death, taxes, and the Lions having another losing season, you know an emergency is gonna come. You'll be glad you have the money saved up. Because if your MEM is complete, your REM will be sweet. Second thing you could do is pay with cash. I mean, think about that age-old idea, actually using hard, cold cash. See, paying with cash can be a challenge, but it can have a number of benefits too. If paying with cash is something that seems as unfathomable as you having hair grow on your tongue, then I have some ideas here to help you get started. First, you can use the envelope method. So you set up several envelopes with the name of the category for its purpose. So for instance, you may have an envelope that says groceries on it, or another that says gas, another for utilities, and so on. Each envelope has money in it for the category for which it's intended. So now once the money in that particular envelope is all used up, it's done. No more spending for that category. If it's household toiletries, yep, no more spending for toilet paper. Talk about a challenge, folks. Yeah. Put the money in the envelope, and when the money is done, that category is done, move on to the next, or wait for the next month to come around where you'll stuff that envelope with more money for that category. Another thing that you can do in your effort to pay with cash is limit your limit. Set a lower limit on your daily ATM cash withdrawals. Starting with a number like, you know, let's say, I don't know, $30, and then limit, that's right, down. Limit down. That's right. You look into spending such that you go from $30 a day in your limit to perhaps $20 a day with your limit. People out there will tell you to have fun by not limiting yourself. Well, here's one area where you can have fun by limiting yourself. And I encourage you, go ahead and try it. Limit your limit. Take out just enough to pay for the expenses and no more, and then try to go down. Go ahead. Try limiting your limit. So now, paying with cash can be a challenge. No doubt. That's no doubt. In this plastic-driven, crazed world, paying with cash absolutely is a challenge, but it's also a rewarding one. By following those two simple tips, you can reap the benefits of paying with hard currency and improve your financial health. Third thing on your way to avoiding debt. Remember, this is the first series that we are talking to you concerning debt avoidance. And the third thing that you can do is make. Now, this may seem really ridiculous. Like, Lyndon, did you have to say it? Well, yeah, I kind of do. Make your credit card payment on time. Think about that. Beware of your due date. Now, this may seem like plain as a politician's lie, but it needs to be said. Make sure you know when your credit card bill is due and set a reminder in your phone or on your calendar. This will help you avoid forgetting about your payment and incurring late fees, penalties, and other undesirable consequences. What I've come to discover more and more in life is that the little things is where the action is at. As in relationships, as in customer service, as an act of charity. The big things get a lot of attention, but it's the little things that mean a lot. The holding open of a door for that special someone, saying thank you to the customer or clerk, taking the time to buy a meal for that destitute person rather than appeasing your conscience by just giving them money, which you can never really be sure if that money was used to help or hurt them, right? These are all little things that count big time. Being aware of your due date is one of them. Be aware, make your payments on time. Another thing you could do is to set up automatic payments. This is the easiest way to ensure that your payments are made on time every time. You can set up automatic payments through your checking or savings account at your financial institution, or you can go to the card issuer's website directly, or by contacting them to have the auto payment set up for you. This set it and forget it is a fan favorite. And by fan, I do mean the financial advisor noggin. That's right, using your own noggin, using that head of yours. It's a fan favorite for getting the job done quick and easy. Set up those automatic payments. Now, if things are more involved, so that being aware of your due date won't matter because the date is the issue, then move your date. Just move it. Move your date to a date that works better for you. If your current due date doesn't coincide with when you get paid, so for instance, your credit card due date might be on the 9th, let's say, or maybe the 12th, but you won't get paid until the 15th. Now, no matter how much you remember that the 9th is your credit card payment, the money's not going to arrive for another several days. So what is one to do? What do you do when you're in that situation? Well, folks, it's not that difficult. All you would need to do is to contact the issuer, your creditor, to say, hey, people, I can't do that date. How about you help me out here, move that date to a date that is better for me? And simply by asking them to change the date to something that's more convenient, you will find more often than not, if not 100% of the time, they will move it. And once that happens, this can help you make sure that you have enough money in your account to make the payment on time. Now, folks, there's more to come beyond moving around your due date and setting up automatic payments. But first, I want to make you aware that the secret of getting ahead is getting started. The secret to getting started is breaking your complex, overwhelming penchant to manufacture an excuse as to why you haven't started. Doing the same thing over and over again, getting the same results over and over again, yet expecting something different every time is like repeatedly smashing your thumb with a hammer and wondering what's wrong with the hammer. The cure for lethargy is activity. The secret to getting ahead is getting started. So, let's get started. And we will continue now with our first segment in debt avoidance. So we looked at setting up automatic payments. We looked at moving the date around if necessary. We looked at using cash and the various ways that you can actually get that cash working for you through envelopes or limiting your ATM withdrawals, making sure that you have your maintenance emergency money. These are all things that we have talked about. Now, folks, we're going to continue to talk about how you can avoid debt in the first place. Now, just like paying on time, this may seem like a, Lyndon, did you really have to say this? Well, just like with paying on time, yeah, I kind of do. And that is, pay your bill in full each month. Now, some of you are saying, but I had to get this, I had to get that, I had to get the other thing. And it was more money than I actually had coming in to pay my bill every month. Isn't there some leeway that you can give for that? Well, folks, when that happens, that's what causes you to get into debt. when you have more in expenses than you have in income. Debt is where you owe. And this segment isn't talking about how to amass debt and then handle it. No, we're talking about how to avoid debt in the first place. And one of the ways that you do that, pay your bill in full each month. This is the best way to avoid debt in the first place, the interest charges that will inevitably come, and of course, unnecessary fees that go along with debt. Pay it in full and do it every month. Now, another thing you could do is use credit card rewards programs. So if you think about it, you spent all this money using the card and accruing benefits, right? Isn't it time that you put some of those benefits to use? Many people, and I was one of them at one time, are unaware that credit card issuers offer the use of stored up points to make payments to their credit card balance. Usually, the points you earn can be redeemed for travel, merchandise, or other rewards. But using the statement credit or pay balance feature can make paying your credit card bill even more rewarding and help you stay motivated to make on-time payments. Now, folks, read the fine print, because sometimes the credit card issuer or the creditor may not allow for you to make that payment using your points, or you may actually forfeit your points if you don't make payments on time or if you are in arrears. So read the fine print to ensure that this is something in your particular circumstance that you can take advantage of. But at least know that it's there. Instead of redeeming those points for travel, how about redeeming those points to pay your credit card balance if you're having trouble making the full payment each month? The next thing, make a budget. This is a theme, folks, that you're going to hear over and over and over again in our Debt Domino series. Make a budget. As air is to the lungs, so a budget is to your finances. Air allows you to breathe easier when under stress, like climbing a hill or running for your life, or in serenity places like laying around in a bucolic meadow or a walk in the park. Your budget serves the same purpose for your finances. When under stress, like an unexpected trip to the ER due to that football injury, or in a serene surrounding like automatic payments going out on time, your budget is there to facilitate those transactions the way it was meant to be. Now, you know, there's a theme in this particular segment on saying things that should be like automatic, should be like top of mind, no-brainers. But yeah, we still got to say them. This is yet another one. We just talked about making a budget. This step, stick to the budget. What? Yeah, stick to the budget. Yes, I had to say that. People make budgets and think, oh, I'm done. Nothing more to do. My work is complete here. No, it's not. You need to stick to that budget. Now you might have just done a double take and say, yo, what's up with this one? Why separate out and make a budget and stick to the budget? And that's because many of folk delude themselves into the notion that just because they say they have something positive, that it must be so. You've seen people undergoing a total meltdown, and they continue to repeat to themselves, I'm fine, everything's okay, I'm fine, it's all good. All the while their knees are knocking together and buckets of sweat is pouring down from their forehead, blinding their eyes to the reality that they are in a meltdown. Well, some people, they feel that just because they made a budget, that they are fine. Everything's okay. It's all good. All the while, they are blowing out their spending, going into debt, and encroaching on a financial meltdown. Just like saying isn't actually doing, the same is true for making a budget isn't actually keeping a budget. The one thing that will keep people from a financial meltdown, from going into total financial chaos, you guessed it, stick to the budget. Now, before I go on, let me interject that using coping mechanisms like self-affirmation and positive words or thoughts is perhaps a good thing. I'm no psychologist, nor am I knocking those methods. What I am saying is that when it comes to things like budgeting or making a change in one's conduct, doing is where the action is at. You know, Jesus told the parable of two sons that were given a command by their father. The one son said, "No, I won't go," but then changed his mind and did as his father bade him. The other son, now watch this, said, "Yes, I will go," but never went. Then Jesus asked the question of his disciples, which of the two sons got the job done? And they said, rightly, the first son, the one who did what the father asked. We know that the disciples answered correctly because Jesus agreed with their conclusion. Saying is one thing, and it may be a good thing, but doing, that's where the action is at. Having a budget is one thing, but sticking to it is where the action is at. So let's be diligent in our pursuit toward budgeting. Do more than just make the budget, stick to the budget. Now, folks, we've got some honorable mentions for debt avoidance. Now, the reason why I call them honorable mentions is because they are things that are not necessarily part of your experience, but in case it is, we'd like to address them. The first is, don't use credit cards for cash advances. Did you know that in the first place? I hope I'm not educating you in some bad habit here, you know, giving you some information that you're like, oh, I didn't know that. I could get cash from my credit card. Well, yeah, you can, but don't. Just don't do it. The interest rate on cash advances are typically much higher than the interest rates on regular purchases. Plus, it's an indicator that you are not following the proper steps to build your MEM. Remember your MEM, your maintenance emergency money, the money that's going to keep you in times of an emergency? Yeah, if you are digging into your credit card seeking a cash advance, it says that you're not really building out your MEM properly. Regardless of each one, don't do it. Don't use your credit card for cash advances. Now, you can also limit the number of credit cards that you have. The more credit cards that you have, the more likely you are to, you got it, overspend. I know you're getting bombarded with all kinds of offers to sign up for this card to get $200 within the first 3 months, and then this other card to get 0% interest on balance transfers, to this other car to get 3 times the miles, 4 times the groceries, 5 times the restaurants, but they don't tell you that you'll eventually be stuck with 100 times the interest. Limit the credit cards. How about this one for an honorable mention? Don't cosign. Don't cosign for anyone except maybe your spouse. And that's maybe. Don't cosign. Do you know what cosigning is? Yeah. Cosigning is where you get 100% of the negative and 0% of the positive. Somebody gets to use that car that you cosigned for, you get 0% of that. They're using the car. They're in another state. But you get 100% of the negative. If they fail to make payments, yeah, they're coming for you, man. They're coming to get you to make good on that cosign of the loan for payment. 100% of the blame, 0% of the game. Now, how fair a deal is that? Yeah, you got it. Don't cosign for anyone except maybe your spouse. Last on the honorable mentions list for debt avoidance is pay attention to your credit card statements. Like, again, Lyndon, did you really have to say that? Well, this one, definitely, yeah. Why? Many people don't even look at their statements. They look at what's due and perhaps when it's due. But they don't go through to see if somebody fraudulently started making charges on their card or if a merchant inadvertently charged them more for something that they actually did look to pay for. Whatever it might be, folks, come on, pay attention to your statement. If you know you didn't spend for anything that month, check it out. And if you see something on the line item, something's up. Something's wrong. Pay attention. That way you can avoid running up balances on your credit card in the first place. And then, of course, if there's fraudulent or other activity that would put you in jeopardy, you can spot it and get rid of it quickly. Folks, avoiding debt is important for your financial health. By following the tips that we've just outlined, you can improve your credit score, save money, and build a strong financial future. Now, I am not terribly in favor of the building of credit scores, but I know for some people that's a thing. Keep in mind, a credit score only says that you have been in a position where you've owed somebody something, whether in the past or presently. So I'm not calling that out as a virtue, something that you should somehow aspire to. No, no, no. I'm simply saying that if that's a thing for you, by avoiding debt in the first place, as soon as the bill comes, you pay it, you can indeed improve your credit score. But more importantly than that, you build yourself a strong financial future. And isn't that why you're listening to the series in the first place? Guys, debt is a very serious thing. We started off by pointing that out. And now that we're coming to the close of this segment, we're going to rehash. Debt can be a major financial burden, and it can be difficult to get out of once you're in it. But better than getting out of debt is to avoid debt altogether by having an emergency savings or a MEM. If your MEM is complete, your REM will be sweet. By using cash, that is, paying for things with hard, cold currency rather than pulling out the plastic. By making your credit card payments on time. If it comes in and you know that it's due in 10 days, pay it in 10 days or in 9 days or in 8 days. But folks, don't wait for the 11th and 12th day. And of course, make a budget. Put together a plan on how you will spend your money. And then the fifth thing that you can do is then stick to the budget. If you follow these steps, folks, as well as with those other honorable mentions, you will not only find yourself avoiding debt altogether, but you will also find yourself in a position where you can build a solid financial foundation both now and long into the future. So there it is, folks, the first part in our series on debt avoidance. So to sum it all up, when it comes to debt, you ought to remember these two things. First, the Bible says to avoid all types of personal debt, no matter what clever terms are used to describe it. This is due to the master-servant bondage nature that is inherent to debt, as Proverbs 22:7 tells us. The second thing to remember is that if you feel compelled to take on debt, let it be the debt of love, as Romans 13 verse 8 instructs us. This is Lyndon Davis with yet another in our Debt Domino series on debt avoidance. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.